As Waite worked in the oil business, it seemed like Waite and his brother Frank did not agree on the business. Is that true?
Well,
they agreed on the business.
They agreed on the business. They were just both of them pretty macho men, and they didn't want to have anybody tell them what to do.
Wasn't there a difference in that Frank kind of really wanted to stay in that area and Waite wanted to get out and explore in other areas when that was a disagreement?
Not that I ever knew of.
Not necessarily.
It was the personalities.
They were just too much alike, and if there's two men riding a horse, one of them's got to ride in front, and Dad wasn't one that wanted to ride behind. And, of course, Frank was the older brother, and as long as he was with Frank, well, he was going to be under Frank, and he didn't like that very well.
Because Frank was about 10 years older than him.
Yeah, right. My Dad admired Frank a lot, but they were just too damn much alike, and neither one of them could have worked for the other one.
Dad loved Frank.
Oh, he did. He respected him. And
but it's one of those things, you love them more when you're not with them.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the case with Dad and Frank.
It was said that your father didn't enjoy the holding of money as much as he enjoyed the hunt for money.
That's very true.
Oh, I think that's very true. I think it's pretty true of most people that are successful in business. They're not trying to hang on and squeeze the money. They're trying to make more.
There's a sport in it, isn't there?
Yeah. It's
yes.
So then your father sets out on his own.
Yes.
And doesn't he go to Fayetteville? I mean, we can talk about
that. Yes. He went down in around Okmulgee, Oklahoma, where he...
But that was after Fayetteville.
Yeah.
It was in there somewhere. He went to Fayetteville for a short time. He wasn't there very long. It was a marketing business. He had some kind of a relative that had a... He wasn't in the production business, but he was in the marketing oil business. You know what I mean by marketing, what we call filling stations nowadays. He worked in that for a while, but that was a little bit dull for him, so he got back in the exploration for the end of it.
He was a distributor in...
Fayetteville, yeah.
And he sold crude oil. Yeah. I'll call it crude oil. What was it?
Well, it was oil.
Oil
and gasoline and all the...
Kerosene. There was not much of a demand for gasoline at that time.
Demand. There wasn't very many automobiles at that time.
Yeah.
But that was too slow for Dad.
Too slow and too...
Boring.
Wasn't exciting enough for him.
From there, he wanted to get back into the exploration for oil, and he moved to Okmulgee, Oklahoma.
His initial drilling there was not successful.
True.
Well.
Very true.
That's pretty true if anybody gets in the oil business.
Right.
And not every hole you drill is a good one.
No.
You're going to drill so many dry holes before you get a good one.
It showed that, I mean, he was not.
To stay with it.
Exactly.
He was not successful at first in Okmulgee. In fact, he was down to the bottom.
Yeah.
And he had a well that he just kept trying to make it a well, and it wasn't. He got the salvars in to pull the pipe out and the sucker rods and everything in it, casing, and sold it to them, took that money.
Finally drilled
and hit a pretty good well.
Was that the graveyard lease? It was south of Okmulgee. According to the book, I'm referencing Beyond the Hills, The Journey of Waite Phillips with Michael Wallace.
Well, that's probably right.
Then that gave your father his first big money.
Enough money to go on from there, and he never did stop from there.
And then meanwhile, Frank and L.E. hit it big up in Bartlesville, isn't that true?
Oh, they did well. Yeah.
They were getting ready to leave and move to Kansas City and open a bank there. And they had one lease left that was one that you had to drill on. There was a time limit on when they were to drill. So they went ahead and drilled it, and that was that Anderson well. It was a real blowout.
Yeah. They had a good well. Of course, that got them started. They went there.
And then that leads to Phillips Petroleum Company.
Well, it got them started. They didn't start right out with Phillips Petroleum. They didn't make a company out of it for several years, but they finally did.
In fact, they had about 15 companies.
Yeah. Every time they'd drill a well, they'd get some new investors, and they'd form a different company. They had four or five different companies, and they finally consolidated them into Phillips Petroleum Company. They were been in business there a long time before that came about. I don't know what year. It was after they were already pretty successful. That was way before I was born, so I don't know too much about it.